In continuing our learning of Pirkei Avos, we once again reflect on the enormous chachma of Chazal when it comes to all issues, and specifically in this Mishnah, so we get a glimpse of Chazal's great understanding of issues of chinuch and issues of how Tamidim are Matzliach. And I want to show you a beautiful, beautiful idea, a very famous idea from the Tiferes Yisrael. The Mishnah says, and there's different versions of the Mishnah, but the version that is in most Mishnayos is that this is Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yodalid, Rabbi Nehurai Omer. Rabbi Nehurai says, and we'll get back to this in a few minutes, but we're not exactly sure who Rabbi Nehurai is. There's a three-way machlokas in the Gemara. So the Mishnah says, "Havigola l'makom Torah," that a person should exile themselves to a place of Torah. V'yal tomar, you shouldn't say "shutavol acharecha." You shouldn't say that the Torah is going to come to you, but you have to exile yourself for it. And you should not say "shechaverecha yikaimuhu biyodecha." There's different ways of reading this, but don't think that your friends will just allow you to be successful if you stand still. You have to go run after it. V'el binascha al tishein. You shouldn't just be reliant on your own bina, on your own intelligence, but you have to go seek it out. You have to find a Rebbe. You have to go to a makom Torah. So there are a number of different ways of understanding this Mishnah. Probably the most common explanation is that of the Bar Tanura and many, many other Mephorshim, namely that a person of any age needs to place themselves in a proper situation for Torah. If they're not in the right environment, they have to go to the right environment. If they are living in a place where, as the Bar Tanura says, there's not Tamid Chachamim in your city, you have to leave that place and go to another city where you do have Tamid Chachamim. Now, this doesn't just mean that a man should leave his family necessarily, but it means that a person, when they're making a decision where to live, so to make sure they do so in a place where you have Tamid Chachamim, where you have a Chevra Shaf, you have people who are learning together, and sometimes that even requires something drastic. Right? The Mephorshim point out that the Lashon of the Mishnah is not to go to a Makom Torah, but Havigola, a person has to literally exile themselves. Sometimes it's difficult to pick up and to make a change. But that's often what a person needs to do. They have to seek out that environment. The Altomar Shitava Charecha, don't say that the environment will come to you. Shechavirecha Yikaimuha Biodecha. Don't say that perhaps your friends who are more learned, that they'll be Mikayim, the Torah in your hands. No, you have to go seek it out. Now, another way of understanding that Mishnah, again, in a very similar way, is when it's just chaverecha yikaimu biyodecha, means to say that you have to go find a place where you have chaverim. That it's ultimately the chaverim, ultimately your peers, ultimately people you learn with, people you go to a shir with. It's those people that are going to be mekayim the Torah in your hands. So therefore, then, what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying that it's not just going to a place where you have rebeim, it's not just going to a place where there's Tamid Chachamim, but you have to seek out a place where the environment, where your friends are going to be there, who are also growing and also in a growth-oriented mindset. And the Mephorshim point out that when choosing a community, that's really the most important part. It's not necessarily the yeshiva, it's not necessarily the shul, it's not necessarily how big the Talmid Chacham is, who's leading, it's not how good the rabbi is. You want to go to a place where you have chaverim who are in a growth-oriented mode. That's what the Rambam points out in the earlier Mishnah, Knei Lecha Chaver. So all the Mephorshim highlight the fact that the language of finding friends is ukneil chachaver. You have to acquire, you have to buy friends even, as opposed to when it's having a Rebbe or Rav, it's aseil charav. It's much more dramatic and much more impactful, much more almost like vociferous when it comes to your friends. And again, that's what some people say this Mishnah means. Shechaverecha yikamuha biyodecha. It's your friends that will allow you to be Mekayim Torah, therefore you have to find a place like that. So again, so these are sort of two nuances in the same idea. You have to leave where you are to go to a Makom Torah. Is that Makom Torah defined as maybe a place of Talmid Chachamim? Or is the Makom Torah defined as a place where you're going to have like a better chevra? You're going to have more people who are around you. This Mishnah reminds one of the very famous Rambam that appears at the beginning of the sixth perek of Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam says that it's the nature of man to follow after his environment, and therefore the Rambam said it is so critical to have the proper environment. If you're in an environment that's not okay, so then you have to move towns. If that town's not okay, you go somewhere else. You have to sort of keep on searching and searching for a place that's appropriate. The Rambam concludes in that halacha, and it sounds somewhat autobiographical. He said that if you're in a place where people won't leave you alone, they're coming after you, they're asking you questions, they're trying to drag you into inappropriate behavior, you feel there's nowhere to go, that you can find a proper environment, he said it's better to go off and to live in a desert or to live on a cliff or to be in a place completely away from other people if you cannot find a positive environment. Now, that doesn't mean that the Rambam does not recognize and acknowledge the significance of Tzibor, the significance of Tefillah B'Tzibor, but the Rambam says if you can't find that Tzibor, it's better to go to be Gola, it's better to go and sort of leave that place altogether to find a proper environment, even if that proper environment, the Rambam says, means like being by yourself. Now, again, it's hard to know if that, you know, how to understand such a Rambam. Does that literally mean we have to go live by ourselves? But obviously, that what the Rambam is highlighting is the significance of the peer group that a person finds themselves in. That's certainly true when a person is younger. It's just as true when a person is older. So that's what we take from the Rambam. And again, that's the idea of having a little Makom Torah. Now, I mentioned at the beginning of this short shmooze that the Chazal clearly has an enormous sense of chinuch and an understanding of chinuch, understanding of young people. Now, what do I mean by that? This is a very famous Tiferes Yisrael that records, and there's a shot in the Medr Shmuel like this as well, that the Tiferes Yisrael says in the Yochin Boaz that who is this Mishnah being written to? Rabbi Nehurai Omer Havigolo L'makom Torah. So in the Tiferes Yisrael, he says the following lashon. He says, "Amishan hazos tochachas megula lebacher hamaskel lilmod." This Mishnah is a tochachas megula, is a very clear tochacha, a very clear message to a bacher hamaskel lilmod, to a young man who's beginning his journey in learning. Midlo kamar hevigola lilmot Torah. It doesn't say that he has to exile himself to go learn Torah, because learning Torah you can do anywhere. Veshma minad hachi kamar afilu efshar l'cha lilmot Torah b'mikamcha. Even if it's possible that you can learn where you are, learning you can do in your house, you can do in your backyard, you can do in the local yeshiva, you can do in the local shul. Learning you can do anywhere. Afilu hachi, even if you could have that at home, hevigola l'makom Torah acher. It says that even if you could have that at home, you should go to another city. You should leave the city that you're in to go somewhere else. Why is that? The reason is, Rasulomar, kushatiya be'ir cheres be'im mashkiach, that when you're in a different city without somebody looking over you, and when you're away from your family, and when you're away from your parents, away from your home, so then you can have more hatzlacha. You'll really be able to grow when you leave your house, when you are ensconced in the warmth, when you're ensconced in the sort of the umbrella, so to speak, of your own home, so that can stunt growth. When you leave your home, so that's when a person can really take off in life. That's why when a person can soar in life. So in the Yochin Boaz, he gives a little more explanation as to why this is. And he gives three different hezberim as to why it's so necessary for persons to leave their home. So he says the following: For lashon gola, haynu sheyazov aviv v'imo mishpachto, v'chol machma de revach hitzarchusav.
person has to leave their father and their mother and all sort of like the machmade revach kitzarech lusa, like all the comforts of home. V'yelech l'makom sheyichasu lo kol eila. He should go to a place where he's not pampered, where he doesn't have everything at his disposal. V'afti kasha haprei dehazo. So obviously this separation is very difficult. Sometimes it's difficult for the kid. Often it's difficult for the parents. Kimenate ketinok. Right, mishadai imo, it's like separating the baby from the mother's natural milk from nursing, l'tovasohi. It's obviously, it's good for a young man to have that separation. The davar misugal hu l'hatzlachas ha'adam, that we know, we're almost like promised, that this is the way that a person can be matzliach, that a person needs to leave their natural environment. And he says, v'zeh l'gimel tamim. This is for three reasons. Number one, the harbi sha'ashua yaldus v'chaveirim shestamcho nafsho b'shachris yamov. So there is such a sha'ashua, yaldus v'chaveirim shestamcho nafsho b'shachris yamov. You know, a person has like so much sort of love, attention, sha'ashuai, like connected to his youth, right? He can sort of become totally enmeshed in his youth. He never sort of wants to leave behind his youth. He has to sort of leave his old friends and that old environment behind, to elevate himself in the ladder of thoughtfulness, right? As long as he's sort of in the network, the sha'ashuai, yaldus v'chaverim, shesamcho nafsho, that he's so sort of comfortable in that environment, he's never really going to have elevation. Ubebeso ha'hergo yachrichu libli lefrosh mehem. Okay. Number two, that's the first one. His childhood friends, childhood home, it almost makes him soft. Number two, b'veis aviv yisher tamid yeled. As long as he's in his father's house, he's always going to be the kid. The b'shifto al chek av avosav. He's sort of saying this parenthetically, but he's going to sort of be sitting the whole time on his father's lap. Rachmei yoldov. Yishachruhu bi'avasam. The mercy that his parents have on him will sort of make him drunk with their love. V'yishnuhu al birchei tafnukeihem. Again, he's going to just remain in sort of the lap of their love. V'yishach gamhu tachlisol hischasek liyosish. He himself is going to forget that his tachlis is to become a man. So number one is sort of the overall environment of childhood, his friends. Number two is, as long as you're in your parents' home, you're your parents' child. You're sort of still in your parents' lap. And number three, hadavar yadua shehaadam yisameitz yoser lasos tov mitoch chafshiyus. This is a beautiful line. It's known that a person tries more when he has freedom of choice. You know, if a kid's at home, okay, go to yeshiva, get up, go over here. This is where you're enrolled to. These are your bechinas. So he may be getting good grades, he may be doing what he needs to be doing, but it's going to be without sort of a real effort, with a real an effort that comes with independence. So I read that line again. Hadavar yadua sha'adam yis'ameitz yoser. The person will try harder, lasos tov, mitoch chafshiyus, when he has freedom. Imashi yasa ayidei hecherach me'achayrim. As opposed to when he is being cajoled or when it's being coerced by others. So ulam ba'odo beveis aviv, as long as he's in his father's home, lo titzameitz nefesh haben hamaskel lashkiach ha'atzmo lehitalot begram hamalot. The person's not really going to try because he's, you know, again, he's still his parents' child in the house, without a real freedom. He knows that his father's going to push him, he's going to be there, his father's going to sort of be on top of him. It doesn't allow him to really become an ish. These are the three reasons. Either the general idea of the sort of the easiness, the comfort of home, the shashuai that he has there, not wanting to sort of leave his natural environment, or number two, the fact that he's perhaps spoiled by parents. As long as he's on his parents' lap, as long as you're in your parents' home, you're always going to be your parents' child. I remember a number of years ago, about 25 years ago, I came back to Baltimore. I was like, something, a scholar in residence for Shabbos. And I was, in shul. And because I grew up in Shomer Emunah, so all the people there said, Joshi. You know, Joshi is back. Which, of course, I didn't mind. You know, I was all of 23 at the time, a young person, maybe just married at 24. But the point is that when you go back to your house, if you're in your community, you know, you're still Joshi. You're still sort of the kid in that home. And sometimes it's like a necessity to leave. And lastly, the Pharisee Cyril said, again, so insightfully, that a person can only really thrive mitoch chapshiyut, when he has a sense of freedom. So all of these reasons, the three reasons mentioned, all inform that this line in the Mishnah, Rabbi Hunurai Omer, Havigodol Makom Torah, is not Stam speaking about someone who's 45 years old with a family, that he should go live in a Torah environment, although that's true, but that this specifically is speaking to a Bachar at the beginning of his learning. I should point out that Revolbi, the great Mashgiach, he wrote a sefer about Chinuch, a classic sefer on Chinuch called Zriya Ubinyan B'Chinuch. At the end of that sefer, he has a section of different questions people asked him about chinuch, one of which was sending kids away to a dormitory for learning. He felt that it was not a great idea, that a kid needs their mother, he needs their home. If he's not getting certain needs met from a mother, he'll find it somewhere else. An older bachar, a rebbe, he'll become too codependent, he'll get dragged into relationships that aren't healthy. And obviously, sort of putting together that Revolbi and the Teferis Yisrael probably requires a real thoughtfulness. Who should and should not be dorming? What age is the Teferis Yisrael speaking about? Teferis Yisrael is probably not speaking about a typical 14-year-old. Revolbi, when he mentions what a person can get dragged into when it comes to dorm, he's probably speaking about a younger kid. Probably depends on the kid, depends on the dorm he's going to. So all of these are very much sort of dependent on circumstances and people and situations. But again, you sort of are having both those elements and thinking about the chinuch issues. Again, number one, the need of a kid having independence. Number two, the necessity of making sure the kid is constantly feeling the attachment and the warmth from home, because if not, he can gravitate to find those needs from somewhere else. And again, a chacham needs to, in a way, amalgamates for both of those concerns. I want to mention this one last thing. We mentioned the first idea from the Bar Tanur and others, that means that a person, no matter the age, should always put themselves in a Torah environment, thinking about the Rambam of leaving one's home or community to go to a place that's a better environment. Number two, the Teferis Yisrael, which is not contradicting the first shot, but simply says that this Mishnah is geared towards specifically towards a Talmud at the beginning of learning. The Gemara mentions, who's Rabbi Nehurai? Who is this person, Rabbi Nehurai? So the Gemara says it could be Rabbi Nehemiah, it could be Rabbi Meir, or it could be Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Now, if it is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, I want to tell you something fascinating. And this is what, it's almost explicit in the Gemara in Shabbos. Who was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? So we know that Elazar ben Arach was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In many ways, he was known to be the most significant or the most accomplished of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara tells us, the Avos and Avos Rabbi Nasa, and also in the Medrash and Koheles, it says that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had five Talmidim. As long as Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was still alive, so the Talmidim stayed connected to him. Once Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai passed away, so Talmidim went to different places. Most of the Talmidim stayed in Yavne. However, Elazar ben Arach was sort of under the sway of his wife. But let's read to you the line in the Mishnah by Elazar ben Arach. So he says by Elazar ben Arach that, he says that it's like a Mayana Miskaber. He said, if all the Chachmei Yisrael were in one side of like a scale, Elazar and Elazar ben Arach was on the other side, Elazar ben Arach would still sort of be more significant, machrias kulam. So he would sort of, his psak, his teaching would be machrias kulam. Like, he was so impactful, it would sort of, who would sort of outweigh everyone else. So you would think, here's a person who's more than equipped to be able to be on his own at a certain point in life. Someone who's probably the established Talmid Chacham of his generation, perhaps the greatest of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But the Medrash tells us that after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai died, so Reuel ben Arach's wife decided she wanted to be away from Yavne. She wanted to go to a nicer place. The Medrash says that they went to a place called Emulus. Emulus was like a beach town. It's a place that was beautiful, it was by the water. That's where she wanted to retire. The Gemara says that at a certain point, Elazar ben Arach wanted to go back. He felt he missed his Talmidim. And she said, who needs who more? Right? Do you need them? I mean, you don't need them. You're the big Gadol Hador. Do they need you? He said, well, yeah, I guess they need me. And he didn't. You know, he didn't return back to Yavne. Eventually he saw, and it was seen, that he began to lose his learning. People came to ask him a question. They asked him a simple question, Hilchos Brachos. He couldn't give the right answer. Again, his learning became totally diminished as a result. The Gemara says that he came back to the yeshiva. They asked him to lane, and instead of saying Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem, either he became confused, maybe he could stop reading Hebrew, he said Hacherish Hazeh Lachem, meaning that this is a Cherish for you. This is like a deaf mute or someone who's lost their learning. And the Gemara records that he ended up getting some of his learning back, or a nes occurred, they davened for him, his learning came back. And the Gemara says, this is what the Mishnah means when Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, namely Rabbi Nuhurai, so he says, have a go little Makom Torah. Meaning, no matter who a person is, no matter how much learning they have, no matter how accomplished they are, they still have to be Golel Makom Torah. So when Rabbi Nuhurai said this, i.e., if in fact this is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he wasn't speaking in some general sense. He wasn't giving Musar from on high, so to speak. This was his own life, his own experience of not having done this, of having made a decision that at a certain point I can remove myself from that environment, from my chaverim, from the Beis Medrash, from perhaps my Rebbeim as well. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Rabbi Nuhurai learned sort of the hard way how not effective that is, and that Gemara and Shabbos and these Midrashim highlight that this line, Havigol Makom Torah, is true by anyone at any stage of their life. So again, this mission is so beautiful. Number one, the major pshat, a person, especially when they get married, they decide where they want to live, a person has to buy a home. You always want to make sure that you're in a place that's a Makom Torah. You want to keep in mind, Shechaverecha Yikaimuha Biodecha. It's ultimately one's Chaverim that makes the biggest difference in a person's life. The language of the Rambam on the Perek HaMishnayis, Veruknei Lecha Chaver. The Rambam in the beginning of the Perek Vav in Hilchos Deos about always making sure that a person lives in a place where the environment is positive. Not so much even about one's Rebbeim, about one's friends. The idea that Teferis Yisrael, that this is speaking about a Talmud at the beginning of his learning, that he has to leave home, and the three reasons he gave why a young man has to leave home. And lastly, this really incredible idea that this Mishnah has a very autobiographical idea to it. Rabbi Nuhurai, if we assume that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, that Rabbi Nuhurai himself had gone through a journey of leaving a Makom Torah, forgetting Torah, the sadness he felt because of that, ultimately coming back to a Makom Torah afterwards. We should continue to be inspired by the lives of people like Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who he himself went through his own struggles, his own growth, his own eyes being opened, so to speak, and use that as a model and a lesson for our days. Thank you, everyone, and have a great week.